As we look at Old Testament prophecy as some of the most amazing examples of evidence for God, one of the most amazing and absolutely most central truths of Christian theism is the fact that the Old Testament foretold of a time when God would come to live among mankind, and that he would be born into this world in the body of a little baby. Because most of us in North America and Europe have grown up around Christian influence and the annual Christmas and Easter holidays, I've noticed that most people just don't give it much thought. But if you get into a conversation with the typical American, Canadian, or European, I've done many times, especially the Americans, you'll find that few have any real concept of the basic Christian doctrine of the Incarnation. Few seem to grasp the reality that God came to this earth in the person of Jesus Christ, and that he chose to come as a baby born of a virgin. God was in a tiny human body in the womb of a young Israelite girl, and was born into this world and given the name of Jesus. Now, to most of those listening to this, that fact is not anything new, but you may be surprised at how often I've been approached after preaching in fundamental Baptist churches and other fundamental evangelical churches by someone just startled by statements like that. And when talking to folks raised in nominal Christian homes, which is most of the professing Christians in America today, I actually get those sorts of responses on a regular basis. People look at me and say, "You said Jesus is God, but the Bible says he's the Son of God." And then I take time to explain that Jesus is the unique Son of God by his very nature of being God as the second person in the triune Godhead. You and I are sons of God by adoption. We become sons of God, as John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." But Jesus is eternally the Son of God. And every year people quote the prophet Isaiah, but give very little thought to what those words mean in Isaiah 7:14 that says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." And Matthew 1:23 explains, after quoting Isaiah 7:14, "And they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. God is that Son, the Son of God born of a virgin. And Isaiah 9:6 goes on to prophesy additionally, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Jesus is that prophesied Son who is God with us, and is also referred to as the Mighty God here in Isaiah 9:6. Jesus is the seed of the woman prophesied in Genesis 3:15. The Old Testament predicted a virgin birth with a male child who would be God in flesh. And Jesus Christ fulfilled that prophecy, demonstrating his power and Godhead by living a sinless life, by working many miracles that are beyond explanation, miracles like no other man ever did before or since, making the blind to see, the lame to walk, even raising the dead. And then he fulfilled more than 300 specific prophecies in the Old Testament before then shedding his blood after having his hands and feet pierced, as predicted in Isaiah 53 and Psalm 22 and elsewhere in that Old Testament. And then he rose from the dead, conquering sin and death. And as you accept the overwhelming evidence for his resurrection and choose to receive the testimony of Scripture about him, then the evidence for God in Jesus Christ is simply overwhelming. And becoming a believer in Jesus becomes the most obvious thing for any honest person.